This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. As another year winds down, Project Censored has released its annual compilation of the 25 most important but undercovered news stories from the past 12 months.
These are the top 25 stories not covered by the mainstream corporate press, either totally ignored or blacked out, or when they are covered at all topically, they're framed in a way that doesn't include a lot of context, historical information, or background. And the number one story this year is over 1 million Iraqi deaths caused by U.S. occupation.
Mickey Huff, the new associate director of Project Censored, notes that another Iraq-related story on this year's top 25 list is also about an unrecorded aspect of the war. What became of the tens of billions of dollars sent there, sometimes in pallets of hard currency? Yet another charges that the American Psychological Association has been complicit in the CIA's torture practices. But Huff says the most important international story this year is not war-related, but about the global growth of human servitude and slavery.
Over 27 million people are in bondage over the globe. It's the highest number of recorded slaves in our history. And it's something that just gets completely blacked out. It's something that's not really discussed or mentioned. And we have another story that's on domestic guest workers and talks about the closest thing to slavery that we've seen in America in a very long time through H-2 visa programs.
On the domestic front, Huff says a recurring pattern in recent years has been stories about the erosion of the civil rights of American citizens. The current crop is no exception, with a particularly chilling emphasis on punishing political dissent.
This year, it's Infragard, how the FBI has been deputizing business people to act in concert with what was called Operation Tips, the idea of turning in suspicious Americans for a variety of behaviors where they've been deputized and possibly even allowed to use force against other citizens. Or Story 5 this year, seizing war protester assets, where the nebulous and vaguely worded language of specific executive orders actually allows the president by decree to suspend people's assets if they are, quote-unquote, interfering with America's foreign policy endeavors in the Middle East.
While many of these stories and others focus on the misdeeds or abuses of the current administration, Huff says that's a natural outgrowth of investigating the actions of the nation's leadership and the consequences of their policies and decisions.
There's been a lot of blackout in the mainstream corporate press about these things, such as Story 8, the ability of the president to change executive orders secretly or not even follow his own executive orders. It's not necessarily a partisan kind of attack against a particular party, per se, but it's really about how power is used and abused and how the Fourth Estate and the free press covers or does not cover these important issues.
In their yearly book, which contains summaries of the annual list of censored stories, Project Censored also revisits some of the top topics from past years to see if they've received any more attention as time passed.
We have a whole chapter that's called Deja Vu. What has happened to some of the major stories from the previous year or years? Have they been picked up by the corporate media? Have they been exposed or brought to light or to public attention? And what we usually find is not. These stories just seem to languish in obscurity.
You can read the entire list of this year's top 25 censored stories on the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.